AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A prison guard believed to have delivered tools inside frozen meat to two inmates before they escaped has been arraigned in Plattsburgh, New York.
Gene Palmer's bail was set at $25,000 pending a court appearance.
My client was charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor.
Defense attorney Andrew Brockway was asked how his client feels.
We're in a small community. We all know each other. He's devastated. He's embarrassed. He's sorry for the attention that he's getting right now. He wants the focus to be on prison security and capturing these two individuals and putting them back where they belong.
Brockway says Palmer will plead not guilty. I'm Ross Simpson.
Officials estimate 4,000 people visited South Carolina's capital to pay their respects to the pastor of a historic black church in Charleston who was fatally shot along with eight parishioners. The AP's Jack Jones reports this was just one of three viewings scheduled for State Senator Clemente Pinckney.
Senator Pinckney is from Ridgeland down near the Savannah, Georgia area. And a viewing is scheduled there tomorrow in his hometown. And then tomorrow evening, the body will be at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston.
That's Thursday evening. Secretary of State Kerry says nuclear negotiations between world powers and Iran will not be affected by recent comments from Iran's supreme leader.
We're not going to be guided by or conditioned by or affected by or deterred by some tweet that is for public consumption or for domestic political consumption.
Kerry leaves Friday to rejoin the nuclear talks in Vienna. Hundreds of protesters on a Hawaii mountain road erupted in cheers after construction crews turned around and retreated from the site for what would be one of the world's largest telescopes. This is AP Radio News. The state of Kansas is defending its ban on a procedure that opponents refer to as dismemberment abortion. AP correspondent John Hanna reports Kansas is the first state in the nation to ban the procedure.
It's very common. The lawsuit says it's used in 95% of second trimester abortions. The doctor uses clamps, forceps, and goes in and uses them on the fetus, which is still alive. The result is the fetus comes out of the womb in pieces.
An abortion rights group on Thursday will ask a Kansas judge to block the ban. The latest grocery store merger is detailed by the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
The merger of Dutch retailer Royal Ahold, which runs Stop and Shop and Giant, and Belgian company Delhaize, which owns Food Lion, would create the fourth largest grocer in the U.S., a $29 billion grocer in a stronger position to compete. The deal is expected to be completed by the middle of next year.
Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.